probiotic.
Everyone should understand the Senate will not wait until the new year to consider these nominations. These are critical nominations. If that means working through the weekend and next week, so be it. The Senate will finish its work before we leave for the holidays. It's our constitutional duty.
All right, so Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, has spoken. And what is Reid talking about? Yep, of course, tying up all the loose ends, including the budget, and we've already seen what's happened there, the vote to push it forward. The president just has to sign it, but they're struggling with a couple of other funding issues. But all is well in the land, and everybody can go home to their nooks and crannies across these United States. How are you, speaking of the N and the K out there, Kate DeLay, Erica, tonight? You're probably not worried about what's happening in the Senate. You're frantically worried about getting the last Christmas gift on your list. Isn't it crazy that we run around like maniacs with our list in our hand, just trying to check it off to get everything done as fast as we can so we can actually take a breath? That's what it is. I think, you know, we have moments of silence for things, which is always such a moving tribute to me when you're someplace where something sad has happened and you're tongue-tied, you don't know what to say, and then there's a moment of silence. Boom! And the moment of silence does something to make us feel better in tragic situations. It does. What if we had a moment of exhale in this country? In fact, I'm going to push for that. America Tonight's moment of exhale. And I think collectively this should happen, where at least three times a month we look at our watches and we all go, whew. They say that we're so stressed out, our blood pressure is through the roof, there's more diabetes, there's more people dying of heart attacks. It's because we do things like wait till the last minute, have a giant shopping list, and only want to get it done. So we've got to have those exhale moments where you take a breath. We need to take a breath. So that's what they say with the Senate, too. We need to take a breath. We're leaving. We're going home to our families. I have a theory about the ways to fix things in Washington. You want to hear it? I have that special infrared glasses that I have on right now. You can't even see them. They're invisible. And, of course, that the extra hearing that I can see across the nation, several of you are asking, yes, yes, we want to hear it. And this is something I preach for a long time. What should happen in Washington is there should be, with these mandatory votes, there should be a certain level where you're not there for X amount of votes, then you're gone. If you want to be on a committee, you have to earn the points to get on the committee. So you have to be really present and involved. And more people that represent us have to live in Washington, stay in Washington more often. Not that they don't go back and see their families. It used to be you moved your family to Washington temporarily for however long you were there. But it led to more socializing among bitter enemies, the most conservative. And the most liberal person you could think of on the Hill, they would be friends, even if they would go after each other and arguing their ideology. I think that would make a huge difference. I think that's part of the problem. In on Tuesday, out on Thursday. No time to read the bill, no mandatory reading time for the bill on important things like health care. And then that's why everybody's upset about health care, because they didn't get what they wanted in the health care and didn't realize what was in the 3,000 pages that were very difficult to read, because who has that kind of time? And that's the problem. The big problem. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, can you imagine Silent Night without the Virgin? Can you imagine somebody ripping that vapor device that you are using on the streets of New York City out of your lips? There's a ban. And we're going to introduce you to somebody that will flat out, if you listen to her story, make you cry. It'll just make you cry. Man, woman, whoever listens to this. Her name is Teal Scott. And if you actually go and you Google her, unlike Ed Snowden, which, by the way, Google has no records of Ed Snowden's searches. You know when they say how the most searched thing on Google? Because Ed Snowden was one of the top five stories of the year, let's face it. So I guess they just didn't want to be connected with Snowden. Ed Snowden who? What are you talking about? We have no statistics on that. It's on Teal Scott. Her YouTube channels each month get like a million hits. If you go to her website, it's thespiritualcatalyst.com. And, man, I'm telling you, what has happened to her is just unbelievable. And how she came out on the other side, it'll make you cry, but it'll make you think about some of the things that are happening right under our noses in our communities that we don't realize are going on. And when I say that, in her case, I don't want to tell the whole story, but as a very, very young child, she was put into a satanic cult, and unbelievable things were done to her. I mean, unbelievable abuse. And somehow she managed to create this conversation. She is out there speaking to try to help people. You know, you're 6 years old. What are you going to do? How are you fighting that? To try to teach people about unconditional love and peace and respect and all of that. She was starved. She was raped. She was forced to participate in sacrifices. She was tortured physically. I mean, we're talking blood covenant Christian rituals. She was forced to undergo 3 abortions, kept in basements, isolation torture, drugged. I mean, I can't even go into everything. I mean, I just can't even go there. But on the other side of that, she's trying to help people, one, who have been through something they can barely talk about. And also, she's trying to spread the idea of unconditional love and the moving forward and all of that. I suppose it's a huge way to survive because it's really, really a tough thing that she underwent. And you'll hear her coming up in our third segment on this hour of America tonight. But on the flip side, what's wrong with singing about the Virgin in Silent Night? I just don't get it. It's like Christmas is cursed when it comes to religion. You think so? Wait till you hear this story next on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, just down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama, and take your pain to see. And your man, sir, is fine as you. And I'm glad Papa's got a brand new bag.
Well, this certainly is a drag. I just don't understand, and it's not an invented thing. There is a little bit of a backlash or war on Christmas or whatever you want to call it. So just imagine this. Bear with me. Think of Silent Night. Silent Night. I'm a terrible singer. Holy Night. Blah, blah, blah. Around young virgin. You know how that goes. So anyway, that's part of the controversy in Long Island. Kings Park, New York, to be specific about it. Somebody sent me a link to this. It's probably all over the place because once anything comes up like that, it gets, especially when it gets played in one of our bigger cities, then it gets pumped out all over the place. What, are you kidding me? It gets you know, they were on a major radio station or whatever. Maybe some of the fine stations that we're on right now have talked about this perhaps earlier in the day. But it's a crazy thing. The reference in the song about the birth of Christ, round young virgin and child, all of that was omitted from the version that the kids sang at this school. So you choose to sing Silent Night, and then you mess with the lyrics. That's not appropriate, because then don't choose that song. Sing Jingle Bells, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Frosty the Snowman, anything that has nothing religious in it, if that's what you do to a song that somehow offends people. I mean, if you're going to remove words that you think offend other religions, then, and that's how you're going to roll at a school with a choir or a pageant or, you know, some kind of an event that you're doing for Christmas, one of those big pageants, then you need to just not sing that song. Editing it is just flat wrong. That's what you do. That's how you avoid it. And here's what's really strange. What about the being offensive to Christians? I mean, really? This is why I bring this up. Because the chorus, by the way, did a song in Hebrew. That wasn't a religious song, but it was a they did it in Hebrew. So what happens afterwards is some of the parents are upset. In fact, some of the parents leave the performance at Kings Park School. And then the typical deal, they're just taking a page out of Washington. Well, it's better to apologize later. The superintendent and the principal at this intermediate school apologize. They say it's a mistake to edit the song, and they say it won't happen again. Too late. You already did it. You see what happens. You got massive publicity because it was on all the major stations. And people were upset that you did that. And it was played, by the way, all over the place because people recorded it. So they removed Holy Infant, Christ the Savior, all of that before this concert of fifth graders. They didn't want to offend people who were non-Christians. I don't know, call me crazy. That's how the lyrics are. That's the song. That's why they apologized, because they just shouldn't have included it. I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to realize, okay, if we don't want to offend and we say we're not going to sing this song, then we're not going to sing it the correct way, then just don't do it. Just don't even bother singing it. So they put this on themselves. They stepped into it themselves by deciding to do that. And, of course, some people are going to get upset by that. I gave examples of what you could have sang in place of it. And, of course, now they know that. Maybe that superintendent will run for public office. Who knows? He could get elected. That is really a blunder. And I blame it on the school, or the whole idea, because you know they had to have a meeting where they discussed it. Well, let's just sing Silent Night because Jesus is so pretty, but let's take out all the religious references, even though that's what the song is about. That way no one is upset. See, it's like we create controversies over things that shouldn't be controversial in the first place, but we create them by doing something like what they did here. It makes no sense. Does it make any sense to you? If you think it makes sense, then I want to hear from you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I think the pendulum has just swung too far the other way. I mean, I don't care what your religion is. We live in America. And why do we live in America? Because we have religious freedom. But it seems as though now we're like picking on Christians or something. And it happens. It's not that it doesn't happen with other religions. Of course it does. But the hypocrisy of what happens, it just seems to be more. And it really kicks into high gear at Christmas time, at the major, you know, the major holidays, Christmas, Easter, all of that. Editing things that have been around for a long time. In Santa Monica, remember last year, this was huge. Every single year for, you know, 50 years, they've been doing a nativity scene, and it's just there. It's not bothering anyone. It's near the Santa Monica Pier. But now they have to take it down because it's offensive to people. And I think it's more offensive to do that. And it does create more of a controversy because you're drawing attention to it and making it a big deal. Go figure. All right, speaking of blunders, it's odd to lump in the baby, the virgin, all of that in Silent Night to this controversy of a different sort. But because they're both, to me, the blunders of the week, I'm gonna put them together. The other blunder of the week is the fact that there was an arrest of an Indian diplomat in New York, an underpaid housekeeper who was strip searched. The housekeeper was brought to the U.S. because of being harassed in India, partially. So what happened last week, and it wasn't actually the housekeeper that was searched. It was the consulate official, the Indian consulate official, It was her housekeeper. She was arrested and strip searched last week because of being accused of paying her housekeeper, Sangeet Richard, in rupees amounting to $3.31 an hour, then forcing her to sign a fraudulent contract submitted with her visa application. Strip search? I mean, that is a little heavy-handed, isn't it? There wouldn't be another way to handle that, I would think. So, well, here's the other part of this. The U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, is trying to draw attention to what's happened with her. He's battling critics that are calling the government's actions, that are calling for her release. He also confirmed that the housekeeper's family had to be brought to the U.S. because of the things I said, because of they were getting the shakedown in India. But he wanted to remain in the middle of this and remind people that he's defending what happened, saying that there was very little outrage about her and her spouse. He's saying that the Indian government's attitude toward the case might be actually colored by views of class and status, which are powerful in India. And what he's saying is, in New York, their sole motivation is to uphold the rule of law and protect the victims and hold accountable anyone who breaks the law, no matter what their social status, no matter how powerful, rich, or connected they are. And so they did confirm the whole family was brought to the U.S. while this visa fraud case is being pursued, and the whole strip search thing also is part of it. And I'm sure that consulate person was stunned. And when they were arrested, when they were strip searched, and the Secretary of State expressed regret. We apologize. We're sorry. We're sorry that this happened. I mean, look, domestic people work long hours for brutal money in India, and there have been lots of reports of housekeepers, maids, and nannies being imprisoned or abused even by the people who employ them. And of course, this consulate official is saying nothing of the source, nothing of the kind happened here, and consider the source. Boy, that is a crazy story. I'm sure more details are going to flood in about that one. We're climbing the wall, and stay with us. You don't want to miss Teal Scott next here on America Tonight.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Is going to grab you by the gut. I'm telling you, you have got to get to know our next guest. Her name is Teal Scott. She's, of course, known as the Spiritual Catalyst, and she's a speaker, she's a teacher, she's an author, she's got a huge following. And what I like about Teal Scott's teaching is that she really emphasizes what is the virtue of unconditional love, respect, and all that that entails. And she overcame what, if you, when you hear her story, would be unbearable for so many people, just a horrific childhood. Teal, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So the first thing we want to talk about is from age 6 to 19, I'll let you tell the story. Tell the audience some of the things, sadly, that happened to you.
Well, when I was 6 years old, I was inducted into a cult in a very rural town where I grew up in. And I was systematically tortured for the period of 13 years. Mm. I was forced to participate in prostitution and sadomasochistic pornography. I was forced to participate in ritual sacrifices, and I was raped repetitively. I was impregnated 3 times, and I was kept in basements and in pits that were dug outside of the house of the perpetrator who had me when I was a child. And the list just goes on and on from there.
So you're such a young child. In that situation, I can only imagine what your mind is thinking, and there was no escape. I mean, right, you know, who do you turn to? Love me, help me. Did you try that and get frustrated because you were drugged or other things happened?
What it is that as a child, you don't really question adults because why? I mean, it's kind of like when an adult tells you a story, why would they be wrong? Is kind of what you're thinking when you're young. So you accept all of the lies that they tell you about why they're doing the things that they're doing. and you just go along with it. And it becomes this sort of torture where you're living a double life and you can't tell anybody. And so what you start to see, which was definitely the case with me, is this sort of breakthrough behavior where you start to see mirroring effects of the abuse that a child is going through their play behavior with other children, through the art that they're doing. But nobody really guessed correctly when it came to my childhood. Now there's a lot more awareness about abuse. And so when children are exhibiting these kinds of behaviors, more bells and whistles go off. But back then, people just kind of didn't know what was going on with me.
Yeah, boy. And I said this, that, you know, you obviously, I love your message. You're trying to empower people. You're spreading love and all of that. Do you know, we just lost Nelson Mandela, and the amazing thing about him is after being tortured in his own way and the 27 years in prison and all of that, is that he was able to find forgiveness when he came out of that, out of the situation. You know his story, the first black South African president, and trying to reconcile and get and getting rid of apartheid and whatnot, a horrible era in South African history. For you, did you feel that, in other words, to heal yourself, as you now are empowering so many people, did you have to find forgiveness or a space in your heart somewhere to be able to get over that hurdle?
Yeah, I definitely did, but I teach a lot about the fact that forgiveness can't be forced, which is what most of us try to do, because we know that forgiveness is ultimately where we're headed, but we can't get there prematurely. If you're not ready to forgive somebody, it's never going to happen. So really, forgiveness for me came as a result of starting to see the positive things that had come out of the experience. And I know most people will sort of be taken aback by that statement. It's a fairly extreme statement that somebody could say coming out of severe ritual trauma, that anything good can come out of something like that, but it's the truth. When I look back at my life, I can see how I wouldn't be doing the things that I'm doing today, and I definitely wouldn't be the person that I am today, and I wouldn't have half of the talents I have, ironically, if I hadn't gone through that. So when we're looking at our life in terms of finding approval for the things which caused us the most pain, that's when we find forgiveness. And it was definitely an integral part of my healing, for sure, and my business today.
Yeah. Do you think there's still a lot that people don't understand about cults and the damages and on and what actually happens behind some hidden agenda somewhere, and maybe some out in the open or in a hidden space? I think that this is something where it'll be talked about, but then it kind of goes away. Is that one of the things that you would also like to push, to not have these things happen, obviously, to other people?
I definitely feel that way. In fact, my major frustration is the fact that people in general want to preserve their idea of what reality is. And that's the issue that we're confronted with when we're interacting with people who were victims, is that the perpetrators really don't expect anything of you. If you side with them, you don't have to change your idea of reality. But to side with a victim means to look at the world in a different way, where things like this are possible. And most people are not brave enough to look at the world with that kind of view. They'd rather preserve the illusion that everything's perfectly fine and that people that escape from these situations are just delusional. But the reality is that veil is what these cult groups hide under. And so I feel like pulling the lid off of that and exposing them all is really what it's going to take to unearth it in order to heal it on a mass consciousness level. So I'm really dedicated to that. It's one of the main reasons which I decided to come out of the closet with all of this for, is because I meet them all day long, women who go through similar things, even in cult groups, especially in the Western United States where I live. And their message to me is always, I'm so glad you're doing this because I'm not brave enough to do this. And it's really upsetting to me that these groups have succeeded in scaring these women to such a degree where we spend our lives, even after escape, hiding. And by virtue of doing that, we are, in essence, condemning other girls to being taken, other girls to being, and boys too, to being a part of this sort of underbelly, which is existing beyond the scope of what most people can see. It's super crucial that we unearth these things, I think.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that you do. You push to do that. You've got 5 million views on your YouTube channels. You've averaged like almost 500,000 views a month, so that's good. And when you when you're out there and you're attracting people to your videos, do you talk about some of this in the middle of it to try to? Because I know you're inspiring people and you're focusing on finding the bliss and difficult challenges and all of that. But do you also try, as we just talked about, to get people aware, women, boys, whoever, that you don't have to live in this situation? And if there's more awareness, maybe some of these cults and some of the horrific things that are happening could be shut down faster.
Mm-hmm. haven't really focused on it maybe like I should. I've been sort of waiting for the opportunity and just knowing that my story is going to inspire people towards living the kind of life that they're going to live. But in the future, that's one thing I definitely want to do. I sure want to go out in the public, and I want to hold seminars and hold talks about this kind of subject. So that's something that we're looking forward to in the progression of my career, for sure.
Yeah. Who's the most dangerous group? Is it the children, the most vulnerable?
Oh, yeah. By far, and what most people don't know is it's the minority children and the children that are in foster care, which are the two most vulnerable. In fact, the cult groups will case neighborhoods and case whole cities for the children that are being lost in the foster care system. What I mean is that there are people who abuse the system, and what they do is they sign up to be foster parents of multiple children, but they don't have any intention of taking care of those children. They just want to collect the monthly check that they get from the government for fostering. And so what they do is they tell those children not to come home till a certain time at night. And so in between school hours and when they should be home, they're doing nothing, wandering around on the streets trying to find food.
Oh.
So these cult groups will target them and take them, knowing that if the kid disappears, it's marked as a runaway, but the state still pays the foster family.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
It is awful. Oh, and it gets worse. So the other targeted group which they reach are the illegal immigrants, especially the people from Mexico, because they know that what happens if they case those neighborhoods and they find illegal immigrant children is that they can't tell the state. So if we have a child, let's say I'm from Mexico and I just emigrated here, I'm an illegal immigrant. I can't go to the state and tell them that my child is missing, because if I do that, they're going to ask for my information. They're going to deport me. So I have an option as a parent. Either I get shipped back to another country where my kid isn't even there with me, or I stay in the country they got lost in and look for them myself. And that's what most of them opt to do, so nobody's ever going to turn them in.
Wow, that is just awful. If anybody listening to this now, our conversation, if there's one thing that they could do to help you change some of the horrific things that we've been talking about, what could they do?
I think the best thing to do would be to be brave enough to really keep your eyes open. The most jarring experience I had relative to other people when I was younger and other people being bystanders was when I was 11 years old. I was in this man's car, and he, being a sociopath, really liked the idea of getting more and more dangerous with his public exposure of me. And I was hobbled, which are like ties. I was hog-tied, so my ankles and my wrists were tied together, and he had me in this car. And he actually pulled me out in plain view and put me behind the car in this parking lot. And this group of three women walked by and looked at me, tied up like that, and looked at him. And not one of them stopped. It was like in that moment they were like, am I seeing what I'm seeing? No, I can't possibly be seeing that. And they continued. And there's stories like this all the time where people see things like that, but they sort of would rather preserve their reality and they'd rather not ask questions. And I think the plea on my side, having gone through something like that, is if you see something that concerns you, it is 100 times more important to say something. Maybe you're mistaken, but it would be better to be mistaken than to see something and not say something about it that was an actual torture situation or a situation where you're seeing somebody who is, you know, belonging to a cult group or belonging to one of these people who takes children, basically, and to not say anything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Teal Scott, check her out at thespiritualcatalyst.com. What an enlightening conversation. Thanks, Teal. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing.
Wow, how about that story with Teal Scott talking about the fact that the abuse of foster kids and some of what's happening out there. Ultimately, people being ripped from the streets, and she mentioned that it happened a lot in the West. I think it's frightening, especially if you really read her whole story. It's unbelievable, and luckily she was able to break free eventually as an adult, thank goodness, because it's pretty difficult. And you heard her mention there that that seems to be the hardest thing for anyone in that situation to do because they've spent so much time in a dungeon or being abused, and they're afraid. They're afraid to say anything. So here we are again. We're skidding around yet another corner for another hour. Can you believe it? Here on America Tonight, a huge story that probably flew right under your radar. It's crazy that now we have yet another delay deadline from the Obama administration. And see, this goes into the whole, geez, we didn't really plan this out too well, did we? And let me tell you what it has to do with, because there are many of you, I think, listening to America Tonight that would fall into this category. So many called the show when they started to get cancellation notices. And even here on the GCN network, I filled in a bunch for Jason Lewis, and a lot of people overlap from America Tonight and his show, which is a drive time show, to call in to tell me their personal stories about things that had happened to them with policies being canceled and whatnot. And then the shock, or the sort of the sticker price shock, at how much more they were going to have to pay. So this is really an 11th hour deal here. The people who lost coverage and are struggling to get a new plan can sign up for what they call bare bones policies. And the insurance industry says it's going to cause a lot of problems, a lot of instability. And this is just 4 days before the December 23rd deadline for people to choose coverage that starts January 1st. So, at the insurance companies, not that I'm crying big crocodile tears for them, they have to have a point person that must be called like a floater. You're the insurance floater, and when the health reform, when there is a new changes, you just got to tell us what do we have to do to be compliant. So now you can get the cheap policy. You don't have to, and that's the reason why the policies were so expensive. So before, by regulation, you'd have to get something that was up to snuff with the new regulations for affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. And that's what was costing so much for so many people and so many companies, frankly. So they put out, the Department of Health and Human Services issued a bulletin telling us that if you've been notified that your individual market policy isn't renewed, you're going to be eligible for a hardship exemption, that's what they call it, and you'll be able to roll in catastrophic coverage because it would be cheaper. It is what it is, catastrophic coverage. Before, it used to be that only people who were under 30 could have it because that's what they figure, car accident, fly off a mountain, you know, whatever. But now, since the gun is at our head where they're telling us, our government is telling us, you have to have health insurance or you're just going to get a fine if they catch you, the IRS. So now you can buy catastrophic or the bare bones coverage and you're covered. You don't have to worry about it. And Kathleen Sebelius came out because, of course, she was bombarded with questions that the whole goal of this change was to ensure a smooth transition for anybody who is looking for new coverage after their policies were canceled because they're struggling to find out, to find these new policies because it's not something you can do easily. You can't do it while you're on the train in between your three jobs. Wait a second. What did you say? How much is it going to cost? It's not that easy. And the bombshell that people are receiving is the one of the walk of the cancellation notice to the mailbox and then walking back, opening it up, and realizing, oh, my gosh, I've got to get something else because it doesn't meet the Obama requirements. And I've got my neighbor and the guy down the street, they told me they're paying three or four times more for their insurance. So this is it. So from the perspective of you're not stuck paying a higher premium, well, I guess that's good. From the perspective of, isn't this supposed to be better coverage? How is it better coverage if you can't afford it and you could afford your old policy and your old policy covered doctor's visits? Because if you have catastrophic, it doesn't cover that. It only covers something catastrophic that would wipe you out, basically. Some kind of a surgery or something that could come up, a broken arm, whatever. You'd be surprised. When they charge you $200 for an aspirin for an overnight stay in the hospital, you'd be very, very surprised. So fair or foul? And if you were canceled, will you get catastrophic coverage? This is interesting because this could be a catastrophic showdown, and Iran is watching this. More than a quarter of the Senate introduced some legislation on Thursday that would, check this out, push for new sanctions against Iran. And I get it, in fact, because what happens here is after 6 months, what is Iran going to do? Since stupidly, we come to an agreement which is good in one sense, with Iran, if we're going to be able to really get in and see what it is they're doing as far as nuclear proliferation. But we're trusting that things are going to happen. And we lifted the sanctions that were starting to cripple that country with the high unemployment. So there's this bill that's sponsored by 13 Democrats, 13 Republicans, and it sets sanctions that would kick in if Tehran violates the nuclear deal they reached last month in Geneva, or lets the agreement expire without a long-term agreement, and it would include a global boycott on Iranian oil exports within 1 year, and the blacklisting of Iran's mining, engineering, and construction industries. That's huge. So basically shutting them down. The money funnel would be cut off. The spigot would be cut off. And to that I say bravo, because if they don't hold up their end of the bargain, you betcha. Why shouldn't we be able to attach that? But this is what they're saying at the White House, that this is pressuring Iran, that this is not good, that they've got this comprehensive agreement that would eliminate the Islamic Republic, if you believe that, from developing nuclear weapons. But is it more complicated because we promised no new sanctions for that six-month period, but the Senate is debating them to have them kick in right away after the 6 months? I say at least they're negotiating early. Let's get to this early, since we don't have the spirit of cooperation here, and they definitely do with this one. But they're not happy about it at the White House. They don't want Congress to impose any kind of new sanctions, feeling that it'll undermine the agreement between the United States, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and Iran. Will they accept the final package that would ease trade and oil restrictions, all that kind of stuff? They're hoping so, but there's no definite here. There's no definite. And all the White House spokesperson or canary, Jay Carney, the canary, is saying is, we don't want to see any action that will proactively undermine American diplomacy. A vote, by the way, won't happen until January at the earliest. And who knows if the bill will even have enough support. It's hard to say at this point. It doesn't necessarily right now. Harry Reid blocked it before adjourning for the rest of 2013. So Obama has only used, if you think about this, someone said this to me today and they were right, has only used two or issued two vetoes, both in his first term. I would guarantee he would use his veto in this case if it came up where there was a vote yes for the sanctions. I don't think they're going to. I definitely don't think the administration is going to go for it. For now, we'll see. The clock is ticking, and we still have 5 months left on this deal that was cut in Geneva. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.